Good morning.
Let's start with Jesse James.
Jesse James has checked himself into a treatment facility to deal with personal issues.
Right.
We don't know what type of treatment facility. His rep has released a statement to People magazine. Quote, he realized that at this time it was crucial to help himself, help his family, and help save his marriage. You got to be kidding me.
This seems to be like the go-to thing. I mean, they were doing it before Tiger did it. And it becomes an excuse. Oh,
exactly.
I need help.
That's exactly it.
Yeah,
it
come
is.
On.
It's an excuse. I was reading this morning that it's a rehab for sex addicts, for alcohol, for drugs. It's for all of it. It's all of it.
Mm-hmm.
The alcohol and drugs, I get. That's a true addiction. Things happen, chemicals in the brain. I get that. Mm-hmm. The other thing, it's just an excuse.
It's an excuse, and it's selfish, and it's inconsiderate, and it's rude, and it's disrespectful, and that there must be, they should invent a disrespectful rehab center, because honestly,
you're right.
These people just don't get it, and all they think about is their self-serving actions.
Yes.
And then they think they can go to rehab, and then all of a sudden, you know, the world is roses again.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Come on.
Now, there's no word on what Sandra's response has been, but yesterday we were reporting that she is going to be filing for divorce. So not only is she upset with Jesse, she's upset with all the staff of West Coast Choppers because all the employees knew she feels she was made a fool of. And when she speaks to Jesse, it's very short and very curt. And they have a prenup, so even though they're worth about $250 million between the two of them, they have a prenup, that so it shouldn't be too difficult. And at this point, I don't think he's going to cause a big ruckus over money.
No, West Coast Choppers, by the way, that's what he owns.
He owns West Coast Choppers.
He builds custom motorcycles. That's
So you think, no doubt about it, Ann, she's filing for divorce? It's done?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm not her girlfriend and talking to her, although I wish I could talk to her. But I think so, yeah. I mean, how do you, it's gross. I mean, it's really gross. How do you go back? I mean, how do you, you know, when he's telling people that I'm, you know, like at least with Tiger, the women knew that he was married. Like, they knew. He's telling them that he's not married and that Sandra's in Texas with another house.
Right.
I mean, it's just horrible.
I just think when you treat someone like that, you definitely don't love them. I don't even think you like them or respect them.
That's exactly it. I don't think you even like them.
I'll disagree with you there. I think there's the like and the love, but maybe the respect thing, yeah. And you do it because you can. You do it because you're able to, and especially a guy, you know, he's got a lot of money, he's a famous guy, and that opens up all sorts of doors for this sort of thing. It just does. There's that sense of entitlement. I said this too with Tiger Woods. You got that sense of entitlement.
No other word but gross. It really is. It's sickening. And you know what's really sad? He probably does, in his own warped way, love Sandra.
Sure.
You know, there's a part of him that loves Sandra. So, but how do you keep doing that? And how do you, like, I don't understand, Jay. Is it a male thing? Like, what happens to the
brain? There's definitely an ego thing involved. Yeah, sure.
Wow.
So this other mistress, what are we at now?
Four.
The fourth one now, she says, I didn't know he was married. Yeah, I was with him for 3 years, but I didn't know he was married.
How do you not know he's with Sandra Bullock, you idiot?
And you know, and we were just like, we were friends. We weren't really doing anything for all that time, you know. I mean, it wasn't like a relationship, so I wasn't officially a mistress because I wasn't his girlfriend or anything. Does she not realize that a mistress is someone who is married having an affair with someone else?
I want to move on real quick. What do you think of Dancing with the Stars this season?
I think, how did Pam Anderson get in the bottom when Kate Gosselin is still there? I can't stomach that woman, Kate Gosselin.
I don't know. I'm surprised.
She treats Tony like she treats her ex-husband.
And you're sitting there going, no wonder the ex-husband left. And her face is just so miserable. Her dancing is horrible. Her attitude is bad. I don't get how she has one fan.
Bubbo Buzz's wife.
Buzz's wife. Oh, that's funny. But you know what? She does support him.
It's a major plastic surgery going on there.
Clapping away. You know what? He had a very good answer when he answered Brooke. Why do you think, you know, you're still here, whatever. He says, well, obviously people support the space program, and a lot of people from the space program picked up the telephone. You know what? He was right.
He's right. He's a legend.
He's cute because he's always wearing space shirts,
too. That's all he got. He's got in his closet.
But his skin looks really good. You notice how like, he looks pretty good for 80, 81, whatever he is.
Satilla's Hollywood. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.